188th episode of The Week with Roger, a conversation between analysts about all things telecom, media, and technology from Recon Analytics. I'm Don Kellogg, and with me as always is Roger Entner. How you doing, Roger?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, Roger, we're pretty big fans of FWA here. And generally speaking, most of the news about FWA is positive. But we did catch a change recently to T-Mobile's FWA service that may not necessarily fit into that category. Can you tell us about it?
Well, our survey respondents are big fans of FWA, right? But what has changed, and T-Mobile just changed it, is they increased the price to $60 and they instituted a deprioritization if somebody uses more than 1.2 terabyte a month.
So this is kind of a soft data cap, right? So once you hit 1.2 gigabytes within a billing cycle, they change your prioritization on the network, right? With the QCI number.
Yeah, but you may never realize that depending on how congested the site is, right? Deprioritization just means when a lot of other people are using it, you are not at the front of the line. And 1.2 terabytes is a lot, right? So the average home internet consumer uses about 500-600 gigabytes. The average cable or fiber customer uses about 700-800. So 1.2, you're about double to 50% higher than what other people are seeing or are using. And when you're using that much, it's no longer as zippy as it used to be. And, you know, I'm okay with that because FWA, it has a role, right? And that role is not that of the super heavy usage category. It's just not what it's designed to be. You're much better off with fiber and probably with cable, even though some cable providers have a data cap, whereas others do not, especially fiber providers do not have data caps. But Comcast has a data cap, and Don, you were a...
Yeah, I was an abuser of the Comcast service, and I ran into the one, it's actually the same cap, right? So it's 1.2 terabytes at Comcast as well. The difference here is how the companies are dealing with the overages, right? In the sense that for Comcast, I believe it's 50 gigabyte increments. They charge you an additional incremental $10 for every 50 gigabytes over the 1.2 terabytes. T-Mobile's not charging you more, but they're saying get in the back of the line, which has the net effect of slowing down your consumption, right? If you are in a congested cell.
If you're in a congested cell, right? But what are we seeing? We're seeing around 100 to 180, 200 megabits. If you use it for 4K video, you need roughly about 20 to 25 megabits. So I think for them to slow you down by three quarters, you can still watch 4K video, right? You can't download whatever massive videos you want to download, right?
Well, I think, yeah, where you'll typically hit the line here is with video downloads, for one. Offsite backups are another scenario where you could have a large amount of data. You know, so say, for example, I've got my computer set to an offsite backup and I download a 100 gigabyte game, which is not unheard of. When I do my offsite backup that night, there's incrementally 100 gigabytes more than my computer wants to ship off to the cloud. So I have, you know, if my house burns down, I can get all my data back. There's a world where you could be engaging with enough new content on your device such that your download and your upload get pretty high, right? But it is, I think, still not a mainstream consumption habit, right? It's still,
yeah,
it's going to be more niche. And we know that based on what the different providers have publicized in terms of, you know, what their average usage trends are and things like that.
There is a very valid case for a very important case for fiber. There's a very important case for cable, even though that some people are not that happy with it. But for a lot of people, it's a perfectly good experience, especially fiber, right? And they're better off with that. With some providers, it doesn't even cost you anything more, right? Like AT&T prices their FWA at par with their fiber, and it's some of the most affordable fiber out there. Verizon is a little bit, I pay, what do I pay? I have a gigabit fiber, and I pay like $80, which is more than FWA, especially when you bundle with your home internet. But you need to marry your traffic profile with the technology that's most suited for it, right? And so I don't begrudge T-Mobile at all to say, like, yeah, you can use twice what the normal person uses, and then it will become slower.
Well, I mean, the subtext here is that network resources are not infinite. You may have
exactly
an unlimited plan, but at some point you will run into limitations at a network level. And the job of the providers really is to kind of make sure that everybody has the mean experience across the base is good enough, right? And you can't have 5% of the base, you know, clogging up all the pipes for everybody else, right?
If the government wants to have a more competitive and larger set of competitors with more FWA providers, then they should allocate more spectrum, right? And we have that conversation right now where the wireless industry is begging for more spectrum so that they can bring competition to the home internet market. And we read in the press that the cable companies are fighting that tooth and nail. And from the position of the cable companies, I fully understand that, right? Because FWA is hurting them, right? But welcome to competition. And then I think the other news was really interesting, which was Comcast coming out with a low-cost prepaid plan under the Now plan. You know, we talked about it, that especially in mobile, the cable companies look like a hybrid postpaid prepaid provider. And here, Comcast, I think, is doing a very laudable thing, you know, as the ACP, the Affordable Connectivity Plan, is running out. They are offering plans that are more affordable. You know, they have a Now TV product where you can have like, what, 40 channels for $20 a month. And they have a whole series of like free boxes and stuff like that. And it works like with every other box. They have 100 megabits internet for $30 and 200 megabits for $45, which qualifies as broadband, even if you define it like the FCC does. And it does also mobile for $25 a month. And they do a Wi-Fi plan for $20 for 30 days. So this is making connectivity more affordable, and it's basically filling that ACP gap. And it's doing it prepaid. So credit becomes not a hindrance anymore. It just shuts you off, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting, right? Because as you say, the cable MSOs kind of sit in this kind of no man's land between prepaid and postpaid, or have up until this point. And to see Comcast go over to the prepaid side with this new plan, particularly as you say, as ACP is expiring, is interesting. I think it also makes just the prepaid industry more competitive, right? I mean, I think Mint has done very, very well as of late, kind of cornering that unlimited $30 a month plan. And we're starting to see Charter and Comcast both experimenting with longer timelines that you pay for at one time, right? Like, so like Mint's whole deal is you pay for 6 months in advance, and they'll give you a lower price because it mitigates the churn risk. And we're starting to see the cable MSOs doing that as well. So I think it's interesting, right? And I think it's consumer friendly. My normal MSO caveat applies, and that we still do see that cable broadband connections tend to have more issues than both FWA and fiber connections do. But if the price is right, that might be something that folks are willing to concede.
Yeah. I was at Comcast business analyst event this week, and we're going to talk about them in a couple of weeks until I know what's under NDA and what isn't, because they definitely told things under NDA, but they weren't very clear. Anyway, they've been talking very much about their DOCSIS 4.0 upgrades and how this will drive improvement, not only in speeds, but also reliability and their visibility into outages. You know, in 2 to 3 years, one of the things we look really hard, do we see a difference as they roll out DOCSIS 4.0? I don't think we've seen a difference yet, but that's because it's early days, but we're looking very hard. So networks are not built in labs, but out in the field. I had a very impressive briefing with a couple of others by the Comcast chief network officer, who was very, very enthusiastic. I'm looking forward to see what they do, because they definitely feel the heat from fiber and from FWA.
Absent DOCSIS 4.0, winter is coming.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They need to get it out there, period.
Oh, there's already a breach in the wall, right?
Yep.
Winter is knocking at their doors. It's starting to overrun the first villages at the wall. But what others do to them in broadband, they do to the mobile industry there, right? It's like they're doing really, really well in the consumer mobility space. And that's great, too, from a consumer-friendly perspective.
Yep.
Yeah, winter is coming for both sides, right?
Yes, but I think one industry has been aggressively competing for quite some time, and that's wireless, right? And only the strong survive. The MSOs are competitors, absolutely, but they've largely decided to not compete with each other. And now kind of this cross-technology war that we're watching play out is really interesting, right?
But they're the best.
I know you like to say that they're apex predators on both sides.
Both sides.
Yeah, if I had to bet, I think I'd bet on wireless, but we'll see.
We'll see. I think both are formidable, and the cable companies are the best bundlers out there. I think both of them have gotten the notice, and both of them are ramping up to try to beat each other in every dimension of the marketplace. And that's from competing in every part of each other's business and on the regulatory front. And so it will be very interesting to see how this flows into spectrum policy and how the government and our elected officials are approaching this. They will have a big, big impact on how competition and how we are consuming content and data and how we connect is going to be, to a large extent, being decided on Capitol Hill. And it's being decided now. And I think we don't have enough coverage about this because it's so arcane, but it will impact all of our lives.
Absolutely. All right. That's a good place to leave it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.